What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is A3O News on the go.
With the Friday A3O on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Twin Cities clergy unite against political violence. Athletes prepare to face the heat at the Minnesota Special Olympics. And the annual Back to the 50s car show is back at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. But first, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz yesterday revealed the wife of State Senator John Hoffman was going to be released from the hospital after being shot multiple times, allegedly at the hands of Vance Belter.
I got news today, I believe, that Yvette Hoffman may be released from the hospital today, which is just a bright spot amongst the darkness.
Yvette Hoffman has been released, and the family issued a statement detailing the shooting that happened inside their Champlin home last Sunday. No word yet on funeral services for former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. Walz says it's up to the family to decide if there will be a public memorial, but he thinks it will help in the healing.
Minnesota needs to mourn together, and I think having Mark and Melissa lay in state in the Capitol is the right thing if her family chooses that.
Detectives are doing another search of Edinburgh Golf Course following last Saturday's assassination of Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. Brooklyn Park Police say their investigation is also looking into the break-in at the Hortman's home Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, clergy from all religions around the Twin Cities are standing together in the fight against political violence.
More than 30 religious leaders gathered at the state capitol building to call for an end to political violence. This comes nearly a week after the assassination of House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison was there.
I was deeply moved and inspired. What our country really needs is moral leadership. And my dear friend Melissa was murdered because she tried to feed the hungry, school meals.
One pastor said, like the fight for civil rights and equality, the effort to stop political violence won't end until good wins over evil. At the Capitol building, Al Schock, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
The Minnesota BCA is releasing more information related to the June 11th officer-involved shooting in Brooklyn Center.
Investigators say 23-year-old Damon Constance Jr. was armed with a chainsaw and ignored officers' commands during a domestic situation back on June 11th on the 3200 block of 63rd Avenue North in Brooklyn Center. Police first used non-lethal rounds to try and subdue Constance. Two Brooklyn Center officers then fired their service weapons, hitting Constance, who is hospitalized in stable condition. Both of those officers are on critical incident leave while the BCA reviews body camera footage. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Visitors to the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness could soon pay a much higher daily use fee. Under the proposal, overnight fees for adults would more than double from $16 to $40. Officials with the Superior National Forest say the hike is necessary to help maintain portages and campsites. Drew Brockett is manager of Paragus Northwoods Outfitters in Ely.
That's supposed to go to the Boundary Waters and help with trail maintenance and more staff for the Forest Service. So that's what they've told us, that's what would happen.
The public can weigh in on the proposal through September 2nd or attend one of several virtual or in-person open houses through July. Thousands of Minnesota Special Olympic athletes are hoping the heat won't dampen the competition at their summer games this weekend. WCCO's Susie Jones reports from the U of M.
I had a chance to talk to Emily Carr. She's one of the organizers of the event. She said there'll be about 3,000 athletes doing track and field, gymnastics, among others. She says they are prepared in the event of extreme heat.
Anything over 87.1 degrees Fahrenheit in the wet bulb globe temperature, we will be postponing the competitions or unfortunately, hopefully we don't have to cancel.
And the extra hot weather this weekend means it's time to take extra care of our pets.
Animal Humane Society veterinarian Dr. Kate Farmer says it's pretty basic. Leave your pet inside with the AC on as much as possible. And when they are outside, make sure they have shade and water.
Our pets are, you know, prone to overheating just like we are, if not more, because they can't sweat like we can.
As for walks, morning or after the sun starts to go down is best. And she says, check the pavement.
If you wouldn't put your bare foot on it, then they shouldn't be putting their bare foot on it either.
Farmer also says to take extra care with older pets, overweight pets, and short-nosed dogs that can't pant as easily to cool themselves. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, the annual Back to the 50s car show is underway at the Minnesota State Fair. Classic auto lovers getting their fill all weekend.
Mick Ritchie of Cumberland, Wisconsin, was in the car business for 58 years, including when the cars he's seeing this weekend were just coming off the assembly line. He still has about 30 rebuilt cars, but would like to see younger people get involved in car restoration.
Cars are just transportation for them, as far as I'm concerned.
What is it to you?
Oh, it's the way of life. I mean, I grew up in the car business, and back in the 50s, was driving the cars in hell. Yeah, I love this.
The Minnesota Street Rod Association has been hosting Back to the 50s for 51 years now. That first event in 1974 featured 150 cars. That number now is more than 11,000 rods, customs, and classics. At the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.